inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
And welcome back, yakkers. I hope you had a wonderful week. I know I did not. Because it's cold and they put us on water rations down here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll come up in my other show if anybody wants to listen to it in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have that other one.
Yeah. Anyways, we do have some Twitterers.
Twitterers.
I didn't want to list all the Twitterers since the last list because that would be, you know, a year and something worth of Twitter followers. And I don't know if we've gone up or down because I haven't really looked. But what I did do is look last week and then based off this week. So this is this week's Twitterers.
Oh, okay.
So we got Destiny, Hero Satan 6, Shelvin Robidoux, it's French, I don't know how to say it, Secular Student Alliance at UCF, Linda Rothwell, hashtag gloves off, heart, Mia, heart, Atheist Revolution, Schrodinger, and 8-Man Jake. So thank you for the follows.
That's a lot of Twitterers.
That is. And we'll see if we can get some more. And if you follow us, I'll say your name on the show.
Because that's what everybody wants to hear.
Obviously, it's your 15 seconds of fame.
Seconds.
Anyway, I do have news for us, as usual.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, and for this first story, we're going to go to San Jacinto County, Texas, where County Judge Fritz Faulkner and county commissioners got a letter from the Attorney General applauding their decision to maintain crosses on the county courthouse and promised to support the county if the FFRF brings a lawsuit.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yes. He says, take note that on occasion, FFRF will file a lawsuit to try and force government to purge all acknowledgement of religion. First Assistant Attorney General Jeff Matier wrote, if that occurs, we will look forward to supporting your lawful decision to retain crosses.
I don't understand what part of that is a government entity, a government building, that they don't understand they can't do that.
Well, if they do that, they have to do it with other symbols. They can't just have the cross. And the problem here is, not only do they just have the cross, they are lighting up the cross.
Yeah, to amplify it.
So, yeah, there's a special light just for the cross. It's not like all the other lights in the building. It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And honestly, I agree with if you have one, you have to have, well, you can't really have them all because if you had all religions, there'd be no room. But I personally, in my opinion, would prefer to see none. Honestly.
Yeah, none is the default position in government. It should have no opinion whatsoever on religion. It's pretty simple.
Absolutely.
Well, last week, the commissioners voted 5-0 to keep the crosses on the windows of San Jacinto County Courthouse. And the FFRF informed Judge Faulkner that the local resident complained about the crosses, which they called a blatant violation of establishment clause of the U.S. Constitution. And in the letter they sent, they said the crosses not only create an undeniable image of government preference of Christianity, but also convey the message that Americans who are not Christian, including the growing 24% who are not religious at all, that they are outsiders in their own community. And that's what's
exactly
scary about
what it says. No, that's exactly what that says.
You know, if you're an atheist and you're walking into this courthouse, you know, are you worried you're going to get a fair shake?
Well, it pretty much states that you're definitely not going to. I mean, they're blatantly doing this with no shame about it, so obviously you won't get a fair shake.
Right. Yeah, they need to just take these crosses down or put up a secular display if they want one. But I don't think they can do that. They have to, it's so weird that they have to display their Christianity to the point of excess.
Well, what I don't understand is why do they need to do this at the courthouse? This is for your personal business. This is not for, it's not even a place of business, in my opinion. It's not appropriate.
No, it's a government entity.
Well, besides the fact it's a government entity, it's just, it's inappropriate, obviously, of course, because it's a government entity, but just professional-wise, you know, just showing favoritism like that is ridiculous.
Well, it goes to the idea, or their idea, that in order to be moral, one must be religious, and therefore any place of morality, like a courthouse, has to display religion.
But what I don't understand about that thought process of, if you know, one being moral, and I don't understand why they don't see that morals should also include the fact that not everyone thinks as you do, and morally, you would be a good person to accept the fact that not everyone thinks as you do, and, you know, to each their own. You don't need to shove it down everyone else's throat.
Well, that would be asking far too much of them.
Obviously, it would.
Yeah. Anyway, I have another story about a sign.
Okay.
And if you followed us for any amount of time, you know about my goal to replace religious national motto with a secular one.
Absolutely.
Well, in March, South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem signed a bill requiring all public schools to display the national motto "In God We Trust." But some high school students say it should be more inclusive. And
as it should.
Yeah, it should be. So they presented a sign, which I have a picture of. I'll put that in the show notes. But it's a printout, and it says "In God We Trust," and it would essentially have one of those spinny selection things for God, the spirits, Buddha, Brahman, Allah, science, ourselves, and Yahweh. And then it says "We trust." So it's a pick your God sign.
Right. It's that blank space, fill in the blank space kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really a fill in a blank, because that's what it should be. If you're going to have this motto, have it blank in whatever we trust.
Right, because everyone believes in something different.
Well, the members of WISE, which stands for Working to Initiate Social Equality, spoke to the school board and gave a release to the board stating, "We take great pride in being Americans." But they said posting the motto would favor Christianity over other religions. They said that could make some students feel excluded.
As it would.
Yeah, it would. It's just like with the courthouse. If you're a Muslim student going to that school, and you see "In God We Trust," that doesn't include you, because everybody knows, even the people who say that it's different, knows that they mean Christian God.
Of course. I mean, this is America.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's true.
Yes. And, you know, we are a nation of mostly Christians, right? And Christians pretty much run everything around here. So when they say "In God We Trust," they are absolutely saying a Christian God. And I have seen very few arguments that come from any other religion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I've been doing "A God We Trust" for 4 years. I've seen all the arguments.
Yeah, it's a clear given that when they say "In God We Trust," it's a Christian God. I mean, it's like no brainer.
Yeah. Well, Abigail Ryan from the WISE, which is a pretty nice acronym for their group, says this: "I think it's really foundational element of American society is that we are a cultural melting pot, and it is important that we make all people who come to America feel welcome and to be more in accordance with First Amendment, since we all have the freedom of religion." Very well stated.
I was just going to say, she couldn't have said that any better, because, I mean, that's exactly what we have been saying for, like, ever. America is a melting pot. That's what it's always been known for. And this country just seems to getting more and more divided in every sense lately. And I mean, it needs to come back to that.
Well, I dislike the melting pot idea, because the melting pot idea is more of a everybody becomes one thing.
That's right. You said this before.
I like the stew idea, or the soup idea, where everybody's individual taste add to the flavor. Right?
Yes.
You can just pick up parts and they're still good on their own. But if you melt everything together, everything becomes the same. And we don't want the same. We want to see that cultural diversity. I mean, what good is that's why I don't like tomato soup. It's just one taste.
No, I agree completely. I remember when, you know, I've always been for the whole melting pot, because that's, you know, just what it's always been known as. But when you described that to me, I said, that makes so much more sense. We are a soup. We're stone soup. I mean, we are a stone soup. Everyone comes together to make it great. I mean, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the board heard the students' group's opinions, but took no action on the matter. I have a feeling that they won't do much.
They never do. It's It's very frustrating. No.
Yeah, so I've tasked someone on the original model project to reach out to Wise to see if we can help them. So we'll see if anything comes from that.
That would be nice. I mean, it would be nice to see something done and just not swept under the carpet like it is time and time again.
Right. And then I guess we'll move up to New Hampshire for our next story.
Okay.
Okay, so the Veterans Administration in Manchester, New Hampshire, said it will remove items representing different religious faiths placed Thursday next to a Bible on a POW MIA table at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center. The
They wanted to take away other faiths, other religious faiths?
Yeah. Well, let me explain what happened.
Okay. Sorry.
So there is a display to the POW MIA that in the lobby, I think it is, of the VA administration building in this place. And it's designed, they say it's supposed to represent all soldiers and POWs and MIAs, right?
Uh-huh.
But, and it has a Bible in it that is, I believe if I read it right, was a Bible from a POW that came back to America or died in prison. I can't remember which one it was. But anyway, it's supposed to be a historical Bible.
Uh-huh.
The problem is it doesn't reflect all soldiers. And right?
Is this supposed to be
Bible
a symbol?
Alone. Yeah.
Right. Okay, but is this supposed to be a symbol to represent all POW MIAs?
Yeah. It's a monument. It's a small monument.
Okay. Right, yeah.
Okay. So, and the Bible had prompted a lawsuit and more legal actions being threatened. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation, which was involved in the recently filed lawsuit, welcomes the opportunity to challenge this flagrant violation of the Constitution's mandated separation of church and state, said founder Michael Weinstein.
Okay.
A VA spokesman said groups and individuals must get permission from VA facilities to host displays. They can't just walk up and add whatever they want. They say, we will not tolerate interference with or alteration of approved displays, such as the Northeast POW MIA network-sponsored table. And as a result, these items will be removed.
So, are
Which
they
I
saying
understand,
that...
I understand that, right?
Yeah, I get that.
I understand you have a policy. I get that. But I think the policy here is discriminatory.
Well, and I also understand they don't want people just walking up and altering it without getting approval. But at the same time, they should be approving to have other inclusive things.
Right. So, and that was the whole point. They changed the lawsuit exists already, right? And they should have changed the display when the lawsuit started, or even when the first letter started coming in, right? And they didn't, which is why they're now getting protest. And that's what these are. These are protest placements.
Uh-huh.
So what people are doing is they're putting, like, the Book of Mormon and the Quran and the Torah, and someone put a blank book up there to represent atheism.
Right. So you would think, logically, it would be that they decide, you know, maybe we need to put something approved that is more inclusive.
Right. But it seems unlikely that they will.
No, they probably won't. But that would also, you know, stop the protesting, and it would also show that they are understanding that not, you know, all soldiers are of one faith, you know?
Right. And not all POWs are of one faith. And that's the biggest problem, is that there's also that old stigma again, that there's no atheists in foxholes.
That is just, it just seems so antiquated to me. I just don't understand that concept. Well, it's stupid.
It's also arrogant to believe that just because you're under threat of death, you're going to convert. That's not how it works. I was going to say, if that were true, then prayer would work.
Right. But they always seem to assume that atheists on their deathbeds will go ahead and convert to God after they've lived their lives as an atheist. And it just doesn't make any sense, because that means that they assume that we've always believed that there was a God all along, which is just ridiculous.
Well, they believe that they make this assumption that we just hate God, or that we just want to sin, so we say we don't believe in God.
But that's ridiculous. You can't hate something that doesn't exist.
Yeah. And there's a term for that. It's called misotheism, which is a hatred of God, which means you believe in a God, but you just hate that God.
Well, I was going to say, that's something entirely different. You have to believe in something in order to hate it.
Which is what I would be if they proved their God existed.
Well, and, you know, in that, you know, on that line, that's exactly what I have always said forever, that if they can prove without the shadow of a doubt that their God exists, I still would not worship that asshole because of the crap that if he's supposed to be all powerful and lets what happens happens, then he's a jerk. So no, thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either. So that makes it all even.
Then I still absolutely love that.
Yep, we got our Potter Award again this week.
Of course.
Yeah, I decided to give this to several winners because it's been that kind of week.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Those will be the state legislators and governors of Alabama, Georgia, Ohio, Mississippi, Utah, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Iowa.
Wow.
Can you guess why?
Oh, I think I already know, but go ahead.
These states have passed laws that restrict abortion, making them felonies, and some states may carry life in prison.
That's just absolutely absurd in all forms.
Right. So I thought we would take a look at these wonderful laws that they're passing.
Yes, let's.
So Alabama banned all abortions except to avoid serious risk to the mother. An amendment to exempt rape and incest failed to pass.
That's such crap.
So basically, if you're raped, you have to carry your rapist's child to full term.
Well, and on the sense of incest, if you are a little girl who has been raped by her father for years, which I know several women who have been in this situation, and you get pregnant, you could have a child that's like even as young as 10, because, you know, sometimes you start getting your periods at that time and she becomes pregnant. Are you seriously telling me that she cannot have an aborted child when she's 10 years old by her father? That's disgusting on many levels.
Yeah. And it gets worse. The punishment can be up to 99 years for the doctors.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Under Alabama's new law, they left a clause in there that says that women would not be charged with the crime.
Well,
they're not complete assholes.
Well, actually, that's surprising because I thought they were charging the women as well who have it done. I didn't know that they had decided not to. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it was a change in the wording that allows embryos to be classified as humans, and it applies current laws regarding murder, which is how they do it.
So that's how they're getting away with the whole life in prison, because it's considered murder.
Right.
Unbelievable.
All right. Mississippi, Georgia. Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. We'll get into my reasoning why I think they're doing this here shortly. Mississippi, Georgia, Kentucky, and Ohio passed heartbeat bills, which bans abortion once a heartbeat is detected. The law places that at about 6 weeks. The problem is that is not an actual heartbeat.
Well, I was going to also say, which I didn't realize that, but I was also going to say most women a lot of times don't even realize they're pregnant at 6 weeks. I mean, a lot of women don't.
6 weeks is 6 weeks is 2 weeks late for most women.
Yeah, and most women not necessarily, you know, realize that that's what that is. They just think it's, you know, just late, you know, because sometimes that's how it happens.
Here's also the biggest problem with that is how they figure when pregnancy starts. They start from the last known period, right?
Right.
You could have become pregnant, you know, 2 weeks ago. So now you have this 2 week old. And at that point, it's a zygote.
Right. And
but since
when
they date it from last known period, it doesn't. Yeah.
Right. That's what I was just going to say, because they count the 40 weeks, not when you get pregnant, but from based on your last period, which you are not fertile until 2 weeks after you've had your last period. So like you said, you would very much only be probably 2 weeks pregnant. I mean, literally.
And some people have very irregular periods.
Oh, many.
Yeah. So if you change your diet, you could change up your whole schedule.
Hell, if you're under stress, you just changed your cycle.
Exactly. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, and like I said, it's not even really a heartbeat. What they're actually hearing, and they're not actually hearing it either, what they're actually talking about is the spot of cells that become the pacemaker. And that starts sending electrical signals, which on an EKG is a flutter.
They're not physically listening to the thump, thump, thump heartbeat that, you know, when you go in for...
You can't hear it at 6 weeks because there's no heart at 6 weeks.
Well, and that's what I was thinking, because, you know, women get to listen to their baby's heartbeat, but not that early.
Yeah, like 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember
usually
how
people
early
have their
it was.
First ultrasound. Well, you're different, but...
I know.
Most
I'm
women
awkward.
Get the first ultrasound around 3 months.
Yeah, right? Not me,
and
but...
Then you can hear the heartbeat.
Yeah, and with, I think, you know,
I
a
think
stethoscope type of deal. Yeah, I don't remember exactly, but I know it's certainly not a crazy 6 weeks. That's just nuts.
Yeah, and even calling it a fetal heartbeat is a misnomer. It's not even a fetus yet, because it's an embryo until it's 8 weeks old.
Well, as I was going to say, it hasn't finished creating all the organs in order to even be a living being, because you could still miscarry very easily before that time frame, because
it hasn't
fully. They always say,
early
you know,
term
wait.
Miscarry goes up to 12 weeks.
12 weeks. That's what I was just going to say. The 12-week mark is when you feel a little safer by that point, because anywhere before 12 weeks, you have a very high chance of miscarrying.
Right. So, with all that, Georgia still went a little worse.
Okay.
Okay. The Georgia bill follows women out of state. So, if they go out of state to get an abortion, they can be charged with murder when they get back.
Oh, that's bullshit. They can't do that. That's harassment.
Well, it basically codifies women as property of the state.
Okay, that's another excellent point, because
so
that's exactly what
slavery.
That is. Yeah, oh my gosh, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah, here's something interesting I read the other day, or someone pointed out, that under the Geneva Convention of Human Rights Violations, forced pregnancy is a human right violation.
That's my point.
Like a war, not quite a war crime, but it's something like that. It's like a serious crime.
I'm actually glad you said that, because ever since they started bringing this up in the news lately, I was thinking that same exact thing. To force a woman to not be allowed to have an abortion for any reason, let alone incest or rape, that's slavery. That's just insanely criminal.
Yeah, it's nine months of slavery.
Well, it's 9 months to her body changing, let alone going through what it takes to create life in the first place, and to be legally forced to do that, you are now property 1,000%.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's crazy. And I don't understand how we're even having to discuss this, because this should not even be a discussion. There's no if or buts about controlling a woman's body.
Right. But... that's still not enough, because it gets worse.
Okay.
I don't know. You may think it can't get worse, but it can. Those very same states are refusing to improve sex education, access to birth control, or anything else that would actually reduce the numbers of abortions.
Okay.
Yeah, and they don't do anything about the men who cause these pregnancies, and in some cases allow the rapist to sue for custody.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
And... Here's a real big kicker. In the state of Alaska, they have a bill going through right now that would allow the father to sue for wrongful death.
What? What the hell is that?
Yeah. So they say the father can appear in court as, you know, legal representation for the aborted fetus and sue for wrongful death.
Unbelievable. I swear to freaking God, we're going backwards.
Yes, we are. We're losing 45 years here.
If not more.
They're trying to take
us back. I'm kind of thinking some darker times as well. I mean, this is ridiculous. They're going to start putting chastity belts on us.
Yeah, so 400 years. Yeah.
Right.
But that's not why they are Potter Warner winners.
Okay.
They're Potter winners because of the reasons for these bills. And like you said, yes, it's to control women. But there's a more insidious concept that I think is going on. They intend to use these bills to overturn Roe versus Wade. They all know that currently that these laws are unenforceable. They can't do anything with them because of the current Supreme Court decision.
Right.
But these are cookie cutter bills designed to be challenged in the Trump Supreme Court.
And that's exactly what it is. It's Trump Supreme Court, which is why they're doing this, because they think they got a good chance of overturning it.
Yeah. The bills like this have been sitting on the back burner waiting for the right time to strike. And they think the time is now, because they just got Kavanaugh in. They've had Gorsuch in, right? So they lost a middle-of-the-road judge when Kennedy retired.
Yeah.
And that changed the whole makeup of the court. So now we're a 5-4 conservative majority court.
It's really frightening to think where the future's going.
Yeah. So these and a whole slew of religious-based bills have popped up in the past couple of years in these very same states because they know they can get them passed there, like the In God We Trust in School bills, the religious text in schools bills, Year of the Bible bills. All this sort of bullshit has popped up past couple of years because they know the Trump courts are going to uphold whatever they do.
And that's what I'm thinking about, you know, the shape of this country in the next few years. Oh, my God. And imagine if Trump gets reelected. It's going to be astronomical what this country looks like. I mean, truly.
Yeah, he could possibly appoint 2 to 3 more judges to the Supreme Court. He's already appointed well over 100 federal court judges that they're just slamming through Congress, which they waited till after Obama was out of office before even starting it.
I mean, this is just crazy. Between the religious aspect of where things are going, the whole women's rights things on where we're going, it's really, truly, realistically frightening where we're heading. And
right.
It's blowing my mind that not only is this happening, but that as Americans of this entire country, we're letting this happen.
Right.
I mean,
and if you look if you look at the timeline of what they're doing it in the exact opposite order of when rights came in.
Yes.
Yeah. So like with same-sex marriage, they're doing everything they can to fight same-sex marriage, you know, making stupid laws that, you know, still make it hard for homosexuals to get their rights, even though they're married, right? And they're doing the same thing with women's rights. They're taking away those rights. They refuse to do equal pay for women. They refuse to acknowledge racial strife right now because it's back like we're in the 60s again with all the racial strife. They're slowly breaking back every single progress that's been made over the last 100 years. And given enough time, then we'll bring us right back to the 1700s.
That's exactly what I'm thinking because that's really what it feels like we're doing. And unfortunately, we're doing it at a phenomenal speed. I mean, if you look at the overall scale of it, it's a phenomenal speed in history that we're doing this.
Right. And the only thing that I think will save us is, oddly enough, is the millennials when they actually get off their ass and do something.
Well, that's just the thing. They got to get off their ass and vote and make changes. Just talking about it isn't doing it. I mean, actions speak louder than words so much it's not even funny.
Yeah. So they got to make the effort. They got to get out there and do the things to make it happen.
Well, and the same goes for any generation when you think about it, because, you know, even people in our age bracket, people talk the talk, but I'd like to see someone walk the walk, even if that means just freaking getting off your butt and voting. If you don't vote, you can't complain. And I think it's ridiculous.
I agree with that. Yep. Because the non-voters gave us Trump, in my opinion.
I completely agree with that because even for as many people that are for Trump, they still do not override the people who are not for Trump. So you can't tell me that that's how it went down. It went down because people didn't get off their asses and go frickin' vote. It's not that hard. It takes, you know, one day of your life or whatever, whether it's a quick day or a short day, who knows. But it's worth it because you got 4 frickin' years to follow with whoever gets put in office, which is how we are where we are now.
Exactly.
But anyways, it's a frightening future.
It is. And I'm going to stop it there before we blow up a gasket.
You think?
Yeah. All right. I guess I will see everyone next week.
That'll be next week for me as well.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review.
If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.